and welcome to Flow with the Funk. My name is Michelle, aka Flow, aka your funky celebrant. This is a podcast aimed at anyone and everyone interested in love and ceremony, from the beginning of life to the end of life, and everything in between. Hello and welcome back to my podcast. Today I'm joined by my lovely friend Sharon Burt, who lives up in Daventry. And today we are going to be talking about the Coffin Club, and it's something that she's set up in her hometown. But rather than me try and explain it all to you, I'm going to pass you straight over to Sharon. Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle. And thank you for inviting me on your podcast today. I'm a wedding and funeral celebrant based in Daventry, Northamptonshire. I did my training in 2016. And in funerals, and then I went on to do the wedding and family celebrancy. So, you know, after doing quite a lot of funerals and also going to funerals for family members and friends, I just sort of thought that there's something out there that's sort of missing, because most funerals that I've been to, the majority of funerals I've been to have been churches. And I have been to crematoriums, and in my role as a celebrant, I've done most of the funerals at crematoriums. And I think it sort of got me that a lot of people who do go to churches or places of worship, when I've spoken to some of them, the person that has died, their family member, wasn't necessarily religious, but I think that some of the families have chosen a church because I mean, I've been told by some people that they've just said it's what we do. We just choose a church. And I've always thought that, you know, it's such a shame that it's not representing the person that's died. Anyway, I met a couple of celebrants. Their names were Kate and Kate. They were registrars, and then they became celebrants, and working in the funeral industry, they noticed that there wasn't a lot of variety or anything else that people could do when someone had died. And they went along and approached a few venues where they'd held weddings, and they actually asked the people, you know, would you be prepared to hold a funeral in your venue? And you know, I think 10 out of 10 said yes, we would. And when this was mentioned to the funeral directors, some of the funeral directors, they were quite reluctant to do that. And also some of them said that, well, no, we've only ever done churches or crematoriums or other places of worship because we've never been asked anything else. But the thing is, people haven't asked anything else because they didn't know that there was anything else that they could have.
Yeah.
So that's where I came in. Kate and Kate are the founders of Coffin Club UK. They set up a coffin club in Sussex, and this was to educate people on the choices that they can have. So my coffin club in Daventry is the first coffin club that has been set up in that area. Mm. I did my research. There wasn't another one here. And the aim of that is also for me to educate and empower people to make personal choices for themselves when they die, or for their loved ones.
Mm.
I think it's important to have a coffin club where it's a safe place to talk about death and dying and what you hope to do, or what you hope will happen when you do die. Mm. And I think it needs to, you know, the taboo needs to be broken down. You know, when you mention death to people, some people get, you know, they want to avoid the subject. They don't want to talk about it now. But for me, it's a bit like if you're having a baby, you plan around your baby and what you hope will happen when that time comes to deliver your baby. Same as if you're getting married,
mm.
you talk about your wedding and what you hope to happen on that day.
Mm.
So, you know, why not talk about your funeral? Because we are all going to die.
Yeah.
And it's a subject that needs to be had, really. And I also, you know, looking back at family members that have died, my mom, for example, I've lost a sister and a brother. I mean, they have died when I was younger, but I wish that I'd known what they had wanted before they died.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, that's one of the reasons why I want other people to have the burden lifted, so that when their loved one does die, there's so much to go through. You're coping with grief in different stages. And, you know, if you've got something in place that you know they wanted, somewhere where they wanted to be buried, somewhere perhaps where you want to have the celebration, or for example, you might have people who actually don't want to have a funeral service, they just want to be buried or cremated,
yeah.
which is fine. But if you know that beforehand, it just lifts that burden just a little bit.
Absolutely, absolutely. As I've said in my previous podcast, I mean, I've devised a questionnaire to give out to people to fill in all of those blanks, because when I've had loved ones died, we didn't know what they wanted, so we kind of guessed. Hopefully still giving them a good send off, but it wasn't from a place of knowledge, it was from a place of love, which is good, but you know, is it necessarily right? You don't know, do you, unless you've had that conversation. So that's really
it's hard, isn't it? And it can cause conflict, unnecessary arguments at such a sad time where you should be coming together, but because of people giving different opinions, that can cause problems, you know, added pressure.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So are coffin clubs open to everybody?
So coffin clubs are non-denominal. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
it doesn't matter what your beliefs are, if you have any beliefs. It doesn't matter what religion you are, if you have a religion. It's a place where people can come to talk and to find out what they can do when someone dies, or where they can be buried or cremated, or, you know, what their options are if for example, someone wanted to leave their body to medical science. You know, there are all this information is all there. I think as well, when people go to when someone's died, I think the first port of call is to pick up the phone and ring a funeral director, and then people will be asked, you know, what would you like? Would you like a burial? Would you like a cremation? And then the family go with that because that's all they've heard. But if they can go in and say, you know, actually, we've got a lovely garden in our home, and we'd like our loved one brought home, where we can, you know, we can decorate the coffin, or perhaps that person can have a private burial or private cremation, and then family and friends can gather at the home in the garden. They can have music that their loved one liked. They can do things that their loved one liked. They can turn it into a party if they want to. You know, it's just so nice when they can turn around at the end of the day and say, you know, that was a really lovely celebration of that person.
Oh, it makes so much more sense, because there's quite a few coffin clubs now. I think there is one fairly local to me, so I need to go and actually look it up. So, as you know, as a first time visitor, I take it this is something to do if you're planning, obviously if you're planning your own funeral, obviously you would go along yourself, but if it's for a loved one, would you be persuading the loved one to come with you, or was it something that you'd go and then feed back to your loved one? Say these.
I think it's for anyone. It's for anyone and everyone.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what age you are. You know, death comes to us at any age, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
This is new to me. Having a coffin club is new to me, and the way I want to approach it at the moment, I've set up a Facebook, and Instagram page.
Yeah.
And on this page, I'm going to be giving educational talks.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be inviting different speakers to come along and to share who they are, how they work around death and the dying.
Yeah.
And I felt at first that, for me, this is the easiest way to go about it, because I'm based in Daventry, and I appreciate that people don't live close to me. People who might want to find out more. It's difficult for people to have to get up and travel to go to a meeting place. So I'm hoping to do my meetings. They'll be online. So it's easier. People can just access me from their home.
Yeah.
So that's my idea, is to have different speakers and things, and just an educational platform, and also to be answering any questions that people might have that, you know, that they're interested to know about.
Oh, that's brilliant. That sounds really a good way of getting to, like you say, to a lot of people. Yeah. Now, obviously, you're a proud Black woman. is there a massive Black community in Daventry or in the immediate area?
Not a great community. There's not an awful lot of Black people here.
There are
a few. Yeah.
But do you find that you're being asked to service the Black community, or are you servicing the community of Daventry?
It's more the community.
Yeah.
As a whole. And I have travelled, you know, sort of like outside of my hometown.
Yeah.
And I have done other funerals. But I find a lot of the Black community, and in my culture, many people tend to choose a church.
Still going to church, yeah.
And, you know, a lot of them are religious people who choose that, and some of them aren't. And I think as well, it's a case of going with what they know or what they're used to, rather than going with what they actually want.
Yeah.
I just want people to know that it doesn't matter if your loved one was not religious. You don't have to go down the church line. I mean, if you want to, then by all means. If after you've spoken to me or listened to what I've got to say, if you still think, you know, actually I want a crematorium, or actually I want a church, that's absolutely fine. But my job is just to let you know what the options are. I did a funeral for a gentleman, and we actually had it held in a wedding venue, and it was really lovely. And I had people come up to me afterwards and say, you know, I didn't know you could have a funeral here. And, you know, they said, oh, I lost my husband a couple of years ago, and if I'd have known that, I would have had one here. Mm. And that made me really sad, because if that person had known, they could have made that choice.
Mm.
So that's what I'm about, helping you to make informed choices so that when people do die, you know, you're comfortable with what's going to happen.
No, it just makes perfect sense. More and more people are actually starting to have that conversation. Not enough, but more and more. So you've held a funeral in a wedding venue. Have you held one in anybody's garden yet?
No, I haven't. No, I did hold one in a. It was a golf, a big golf conventional centre.
Yeah.
That was held in there, and that was where the person who died, they'd had a private burial in the morning.
Yeah.
And in the afternoon, family and friends gathered.
Mm.
And the person who died, he was actually a lover of trains.
Yeah.
So the whole room was decorated with trains.
Yeah.
We had music that he'd chosen. And we had lots of, you know, people getting up and speaking. It was lovely.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, it was like it could go on for as long as they wanted. They had the place for the whole afternoon.
Yeah.
They were eating and drinking. It was so nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just felt that the family said that we, you know, although we were grieving, we had a wonderful time. It was a wonderful time remembering him and looking around the room. We could see all the things he loved. You know, he had his train cap there. We used to wear a cap for going on the train, and different things that reminded them of him. It was lovely. It was really nice. Yeah.
So I think a lot of things that people don't realise when, you know, if it's the first person that they've had to organise a funeral for, or could even be their first funeral, that the time slots at the crem for sure are so restrictive, aren't they?
You could have
20 minutes to eulogise somebody's life. I mean, how can you sum up a life in 20 minutes? But the idea of holding it somewhere else and having a whole afternoon with friends and family to talk, to play music, to do whatever you want, is just so much more relaxed, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I've done funerals in crematoriums, and like you said, you have some of them have got like a 45-minute turnaround, and that is from the people going into the church till leaving.
Yes.
And I've had where people have wanted to have lots of tributes read, they
Yeah.
wanted to have lots of songs played, and everything has to be timed.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to go over that time. And
Yeah.
it's hard
Yeah.
letting the family know, oh, we need to take a song out here, or
Yeah.
can you save your tributes to when you go back to for refreshments?
Yeah.
Because you just haven't got the time. And like you said, when they have a venue where there's no restriction on the time, or if you've got a couple of hours, it's great. It's
Yeah.
lifting. Yeah, really
Yeah.
is lifting.
Terminology around death and funerals. Do you think that's changing, the words that we use? Is it changing for you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, I have a lot of people say to me, my loved one has passed away. They use the passed away
Yeah.
term a lot.
Yeah.
I tend to I tend I don't necessarily like that. I mean, it's for anyone, everyone's choice, but I always say died, person has
Yeah.
died, because they have died.
Yeah.
And I'm as much as I can, I would refer to the person by their name
Yeah.
rather than say the deceased,
Yes.
please, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's still that person lived, and it brings them to, well, I mean, they're at the forefront anyway, because of, it's that time of life, isn't it? They're at the forefront because they're going for the funeral. But I personally totally agree that it's about honoring the loved person, whatever their first name was, or whatever their nickname was, or whatever they want to be called as, rather than just the deceased. Because deceased to me, and probably to you, just sounds like it's gone, it's forgotten. Bringing their name to the fore is they're still there.
Yeah, and it's important. And like you mentioned, nicknames, it's important, because I always say to people, okay, so his name's John, for example, but what was he known by?
Yeah.
What did people call him? And
Yeah.
then you get a smile because you get the nickname coming
Yeah.
out.
Yeah.
And that's the name. I say, is that the name that you'd like me to use when I talk about them? Well, yeah, because that's what everybody, I mean, a lot of people don't know what people's real, what their first names were. They
Yeah.
just know them by the nickname. So
Yeah.
yeah, that's
Yeah.
quite nice as well. That's lovely. It's
Yeah.
really nice.
So we really need to boost that conversation about the words that we use around death and dying, really, don't we? And say, yeah, just first names, nicknames, whatever they want to be called by. That's a lovely way of doing it. What's the most unusual tribute you've had to? I'm gonna put you on the spot here. The most unusual tribute you've had to include.
Oh gosh, tribute. Oh my gosh.
I had to. I'll start you with mine.
Okay.
My last funeral, I had to raise a toast with a can of a bottle of Iron Brew, and we were passing chocolates around because he every day was necking bottles of Iron Brew and eating chocolates. So we passed the chocolates around so that everybody
Oh,
during the reflection could have a chocolate on him, and
yeah.
raised a toast with him with some Iron Brew at the end.
Yeah,
So.
yeah. Oh, good. Oh, I think one that springs to mind was the train, the person that loved trains. Everybody got a train ticket,
Oh, good.
and they had to produce their train ticket when they came in at the entrance.
Yeah.
It was almost like, you've got to show your train ticket when you're on a train.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was fun. We brought a few smiles to people's
Yeah.
faces. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, no, that was really cool because it's just completely honouring everything about him, that
Oh
one.
yeah,
Yeah.
definitely. That's
Yeah.
lovely. I love things
Yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
So whilst obviously it was in the creme for me, it's not often that you'll see that kind of thing, really, is it? Because people think you're just there to be sad. It's a sad occasion. Obviously, you're going to be sad, but there's nothing wrong with having a smile as well.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of joy to be
Yeah.
had in a
Yeah.
funeral. A lot of joy, because it doesn't matter the circumstances around someone's death,
Yeah.
they were still a person, and they had a character that
Yeah.
they were unique. So
Yeah.
yeah,
They lived, and
right.
life
yeah
needs to be celebrated, doesn't it?
yeah
Yeah.
yeah,
Excellent.
yeah.
That's fabulous. So how do we get hold of you initially then, if somebody wants to use your services?
Okay, so I have a Facebook page and an Instagram page, and it's called Coffin Club West North Hants. So you can find me on there, and you can also give me a call if you need to, and I'll pop my number in the show notes. Okay.
Cool. And if they just wanted to contact you as a celebrant rather than via the
As
coffee.
a celebrant, so my celebrant name is Sharon Burt, your celebrant,
Relevant.
and
Cool.
I'm on Facebook and I'm also on Instagram.
Brilliant. And obviously your website as well.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. Cool. Fabulous. Thank you so much, Sharon, for joining me today. It's been lovely chatting to you about Coffin Club, and I wish you every success. And I'm going to go off and see if I can find my local Coffin Club now. Pretty sure there is one. I'm pretty sure when I was doing my research.
Oh, there's quite a few around, but it's growing nicely. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, thank you so much for talking to me, and I'll
Thank you
see what
so
you
much
do.
for having me. Thank you, Michelle.
Take care then.
Yeah,
Bye.
bye.
And if you want to know more about Coffin Club, you can get hold of them at coffinclub.co.uk. They offer courses for celebrants, and they also offer information for end of life planning. Be sure to join me next time as I talk to some more professionals within the celebrant and funeral industry. See you soon.